We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Footlight Players, who are the growing production of Oliver, opening March 3rd all the way through the 19th. We have Laura Meyer, who's the director of the production, and Tom Lagone, who's playing that character, Mr. Bumble. And they're going to tell us a little bit about the show, where they're at on that. Welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Aloha, welcome.
So Laura, tell us about the choice of picking Oliver. That's a perennial favorite, at least three hit songs that are in the show. But tell us about the casting, the process, and where you're at on that.
Well, first of all, this is my third time directing this show. So I'm kind of an old pro at Oliver. We held auditions, and I found my perfect Oliver like I do every time. He's a little young, though. He's only 8, and I was thinking he looks a little older than that.
Right.
So it's been a little bit of a struggle, but he's doing just fine.
Yeah, it's a tough show for someone that young. I mean, to put in there, yeah. there's a lot on their shoulders. So, so your casting process, when did you start doing that?
Oh, we did that. Actually, we did that the first part of December because of the holidays. I wanted to get it cast before we started rehearsing so we could kind of plan it out. So I cast it the first part of December. We held auditions 2 nights. I had lots of people come out, and I used all of them. We have 36 in the cast, 16 of which are children between the ages of 6 and 18.
This is in the cast, you have like half the Kilbourne family.
Yes.
How fun.
There's a gentleman in the cast also with three of his children are in it too. So it's kind of a family affair, and I like that.
It's very sweet.
Now, you, Tom, are playing a character that's actually sort of somewhat of the evil character, not the biggest evil character in the show, but tell us a little bit about Mr. Bumble and with that.
Oh, Mr. Bumble runs the workhouse where all the orphan boys are, and he's not a very nice person, but he keeps them in line, and it's kind of a fun part. I've done it once before, about 20 years ago.
Okay.
And I like the songs.
Oh, sure.
Of course, I'm probably in the first 40 minutes of the show, and then I'm in again maybe just for a few minutes here and there. So all my stuff comes right at the beginning.
And, of course, Oliver gets to deliver probably one of the most famous lines from the show. Please, sir, may I have some more?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your acting background. What are the other shows have you done?
Started when I was in high school with Brigadoon.
Okay. What'd you play in Brigadoon?
Played Tommy.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And then 50 years later, I played Tommy again at Footlight Theater a couple years ago. So that was interesting. The first time I did it, I was probably a little young for the part. And the last time, I was probably a little old for the part.
But in theater, it's all about the magic, right? What other productions have you been in?
Been in Guys and Dolls, I think, 3 times.
As?
Brigadoon twice.
No, but what did you play in Guys and Dolls?
Once I was Nicely. Once I was one of the gamblers, I can't remember his name. And then the third time I was just in the chorus, but it was a big chorus. It was a nice production. And I've done shows at Dunes Summer Theater and at LaPorte Little Theater. Most of the work I've done, though, has been in Michigan City at Footlight. My daughter is in this show. She plays Nancy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And she and I were in Sound of Music last year. And I was Max, and she was Maria.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so special.
And the first time I played Mr. Bumble in Oliver was about 20 years ago, and she was one of the orphans in that show. So
amazing how it comes out. Laura, tell us about, do you have any acting experience, and what is that?
Well, I started at the age of 9.
Okay.
I was in an R Gang comedy that was filmed in Michigan City way back then. And I joined Footlight Theater in the late 60s, and I've been in and out of Footlight since then for, you know, personal reasons sometimes. But I've done a lot of shows. I played Winifred in Once Upon a Mattress.
Oh, yeah.
Nellie Forbush in South Pacific, but that was quite a few years ago. Although I was 45 the last time I played Winifred. Sometimes you have to just kind of push the envelope.
Sure. Well, and when it comes to acting, you're portraying someone. You don't have to necessarily be that character and everything.
That's right.
and such like that.
Makeup does a lot of good.
Makeup and costuming, you can cover a lot of faults there and everything. Okay. So
I know, I would like to know what it's like to play, like you said, Mr. Bumble 20 years ago and then now. I mean, what do you think? What do you think you're bringing to it now that you didn't then?
Even though I was fairly old when I did that one, a lot more maturity, I think. I think I know the part better now.
Yeah.
And it's a fun part, but like I said, he's not a very nice guy.
No, he isn't.
I'm a firm believer of those are the juicy parts. You know, the ingenues are not as much fun as the characters.
Right, that's true. So, well, we were almost ready to wrap up here, so we only want to give you a chance to tell us about when the show is, tickets, availability, all that type of thing.
Well, I do want to say one thing. We've already added a matinee on Saturday afternoon, the 18th of March, 2 o'clock matinee. That hasn't been advertised yet, but we decided last night the ticket sales are going so well that we added that extra show. So there, altogether, there'll be 10 performances starting on March the 3rd. We do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon at 2, Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 for 3 weekends. And then that last weekend, we'll have an extra matinee on Saturday afternoon.
Very good. Well, that's Oliver opening March 3rd, and it's the Footlight Players located on 1705 Franklin Street in Michigan City. You can go online to find out information about that. Laura and Tom, thank you so much for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.